On your friend, the Big VN. If you like that old solid gold from back then, be sure to listen to Army Specialist Bob Casey Saturday evenings between 10:30 at midnight. One of those two, okay? You should have a plague shot every 6 months. Then again, it's up to you, not the dispensary, to be sure you keep up on those shots. No one wants to get sick, but plague is so hated that it's been named Black Death. With the wonder of medicine being what it is today, why take a chance? Protect yourself. Keep track of those plague shots, and in fact, all your shots.
You're going to have to pardon us if we sound a little bit chaotic today, but we got a party going on here for Australian Army Sergeant John Hounslow. He's leaving pretty soon, and we're planning a party. It just sounds great. I'm not kidding. We're in the meantime, those hits just keep on coming. Here's Mendocino. Mendocino, and I think I can hear John coming. Army Sergeant John Hounslow is coming as well. Second warbeat, I don't think he knows if he's going or coming.
That's my song, my swan song. Good morning, everyone. The time has come, the walrus said, and this just happens to be the last time for me, for I believe the word is short. I'm Army Sergeant John Hounslow, and this is an Australiana extravaganza, sometimes referred to as news from Australia. Melbourne tycoon Reg Ansett, after his successful promotion of the Lionel Rose bantamweight title fight, is now moving into the Australian movie industry. Ansett, managing director of Ansett Transport Industries, has been appointed a director of Motion Picture Investments Limited and will have a substantial shareholding in the company. The recently established company will back the production of 10 Australian feature films in the next 5 years. The Melbourne Totalisator Agency Board says it can run a football betting competition if asked to do so by the state government. This follows a request to the state state government from the VFL for permission to run a highest and lowest football scores competition in association with the TAB. State Chief Justice Sir Arthur Ryler has said he'll investigate the request, but no decision will be made until a thorough investigation of the proposal has been made. The Victorian state government has introduced legislation to allow Sunday newspapers to be published in the state. Local Government Minister Hamer has told the Legislative Council that the law will remove an anomaly in the Summary Offences Act, which precludes publishing a newspaper more than 3 Sundays in a year, and then only for news of national importance. In Brisbane this week, dogs at the city abattoir went on strike over wage claims for their masters, and the strike is said to be seriously affecting the sheep killing rate. The sheep stockmen are not getting their claims, so the 20-odd dogs are not being worked. And in the words of one union official, the dogs will stay out until the firm comes to heel. The miniskirt creates certain problems for most young women today, but one bright young thing solved the problem this week while stooping to unload and deliver cartons of day-old chickens to a poultry raiser at Gosford. The micro miniskirt girl donned an apron. But was it for modesty or a new fashion which it wore its back to front? Police in Brisbane fear they have a dangerous criminal on their hands following a bizarre housebreaking one night recently. A burglar broke into a flat at West End and molested a married woman sleeping only a few feet from her husband. The burglar removed the bedclothes and then cut off her nightgown with a razor blade. He was so skillful that the woman didn't realise what had happened until she woke up in the morning nude. Now a word of warning for our Kiwi friends. A recent copy of Waikiki Beach newspaper from Hawaii had a photograph of former Australian Prime Minister Sir Robert Menzies and his wife Dame Patty with the following caption. Former Prime Minister of New Zealand Sir Robert Menzies was a recent overnight visitor to Hawaii. Sir Robert and Dame Patty en route to their New Zealand homes. He said that Prime Minister Keith Holyoake should never leave the chair empty. And that's news from Australia for Friday, March the 14th, 1969. It's been a fairly short news this morning, but not half as short as I am. It's Sydney Street to me, so my thanks to all of you and to everyone at the FBN.
There's a smile on your face, Robert John. There's a smile upon your face, Robert John. When there's a smile upon your face, then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? Brother John, Brother John. There's a smile upon your face, then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? When you wear a gloomy frown, Brother John. And when you wear a gloomy frown, Brother John. When you wear a gloomy frown, then the world comes tumbling down. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? Brother John, Brother John. When you wear a gloomy frown, then the world comes tumbling down. When there's a smile upon your face, then the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John? There's a love in your heart, Brother John. And when there's love in your heart, Brother John. And when your heart is full of love, 'tis a blessing from above. There's a love for us all, Brother John. Brother John, Brother John. When your heart is full of love, 'tis a blessing from above. When you wear a gloomy frown, then the world comes tumbling down. When there's a smile upon your face, the world's a happy place. Won't you smile for us all, Brother John?
You like that, John?
That was very nice. Thank you, Dave.
Why don't you tell us the significance of that, Brother John?
What significance is behind it?
I thought it was your theme song.
Well, it is sometimes. Otherwise, well, I've got one other too, Jimmy D and Big Bad John. How about that?
Oh, that's pretty good. Why didn't you read those other two copies of news, sir?
Because I was pretty quick, you see, and I saw that they went from my typewriter, so I threw them out.
Why don't you read them anyway? They're pretty good.
Yeah? Who wrote them?
Never mind, just read them.
Here's a last-minute bulletin concerning that story of the arrival of John Hounslow in Adelaide. Adelaide. It's reported by informed sources that Sergeant Hounslow is not going home. Oh, yeah. The citizens of Adelaide and surrounding area are furious. It seems that Sergeant Hounslow has decided to re-enlist for another 6 years. To which I say, no way in this world.
That's great.
Yeah. The second one, what's this? In Adelaide today, it's reported that literally thousands of people are pouring into the city. At last count, there were over 600 people in front of the city hall alone. City officials say they feel relatively safe in that there have been no violent outbreaks. However, they're prepared. The reason for the gathering, says one spokesman, is to welcome home from Vietnam, radio personality and compere, Mr. Note that word, Mr. John Hounslow.
John, we want to thank you for all the fine service you've given us and the Australian news and everything. You've done just a great job. Probably one of the most professional people to ever walk into these studios.
Thank you very much, Dave. And my appreciation to everyone at AFN who's been a tremendous help to me. And just for the last time, this is Dionne Warwick. This girl's in love with you.
So good luck going home, Jack. Good luck going home.
Thanks, mate.
You see this girl?
Security for your future. Bonds and Freedom Shares are a Star Spangled Savings Plan designed to help both you and your country. See your dispersing office and find out how you can get in on the bond boom.
Time at the automatic tone, G-Row 200.
Good morning, I'm Army Sergeant Wayne Cannon with 5 minutes of news compiled from commercial and military news agencies. I'm Army Sergeant Wayne Cannon, that's news compiled from commercial and military news agencies on April 19, 1969.
Sammy Davis Jr. in the shelter of your arms. Sammy Davis Jr. with a shelter of your armpit. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an AFEN public service announcement. This is not an actual radio program. Had it been an actual radio program, we would have told you so. It's only in test. Well, it's 2:15 now with Jimmy Gilbert and his fireball group. This is Long Green. Long Green fatigues, my Long Green t-shirt that's a little faded and a little bit too long. You know how they are. It's 218 Herb Alberts at Tijuana Brass with their latest Zaz Juera. Herbert Albert at Tijuana Brass is Zaz Juera. Nice, yes. It's 221 now.
Boy, we got this tent up just in time. Here comes the rain.
Yeah, grab that stuff quick.
Wow, looks like we're in for quite a wet spell this time.
That's all right. Let it rain. We did a pretty good job on this tent. It seems pretty cozy.
What's the matter?
Something tells me we are going to be spending a very damp evening. We got all the sides of the Grand Canyon up there. It ripped around those grommets.
Hey, man, what's that?
This tent looks like a piece of Swiss cheese.
Well, that's because you didn't let it dry out the last time you used it. You know, dampness causes mildew and forms a perfect place to breed fungus, which eats canvas and stitching. The best thing to do after use is to hang the canvas out to dry and inspect for rips and wear. There you go. I put some waterproof tape on those leaks. That should hold you for the night, but make sure you turn it in for repair as soon as possible. Take it easy.
Say, who was that guy? Oh, that's Percy. Percy Marvelous. Those guys just call him PM.
Aren't you kidding me?
No, I wouldn't put you on it. You know I wouldn't. Prediction fans, how would you like to hear a prediction or two? I think this record will go up a couple of points on the stateside survey. This is number 7 this week. I'm talking about Neil Diamond's Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. It should go up to about number 6. Of course, you realize that I'm the same guy who said that Amy Mills is going to be the greatest lady wrestler ever, and that Phyllis Diller was going to win the Miss America contest, right? Neil Diamond, a Brother Love's Traveling Salvation Show. Well, you loved it 1 year ago today. Maybe you still like it. The association with everything that touches you. We're going to keep the music coming for Saturday morning until 4. This morning at 6:15, it's St. Jack with the Dawn Busters. 2:29 now, Tommy Rowe and Dizzy. On the Orient Express. We're going to keep on until 4. Have you heard? Panorama starts at 3:05 today.
Driving a vehicle can sometimes be compared to falling off a log. You get so used to it, it becomes natural. Cruising down the road as your mind wanders, thoughts at home, your wife or girl at home. Usually a thought not actually on what you're doing at the moment. It's fine to daydream, but when you have a potentially lethal weapon under your control, you may just daydream yourself.
Believe it or not, with a song that is strong. 17th on the stateside survey. It's called It's Your Thing. It's 2:35. It's Your Thing. You can do what you want to do. Those are the Isley Brothers. That's number 17 on the stateside survey. Remember, it was actually September 1967 when Frank Sinatra sang this, The World We Knew. Frank Sinatra with a stateside souvenir, The World We Knew.
USAFI stands for the United States Armed Forces Institute, and it also stands to reason that USAFI can help you. Furthering your education while in the service is good business for the future. USAFI offers over 200 subjects on the elementary, high school, or college level. Your education officer has all the details on USAFI and its program of helping you.
Have you ever been charged by a mad bull elephant? Or have you found yourself in a lion's den lately? Most people haven't ever been in either one of those situations. However, everyone is confronted with mosquitoes each day, and they can be just as deadly. The orange and white malaria pills serve as your weapon of defense. Take yours regularly. The orange pills once a week, the white ones daily.
Let's see, what was the first question of that commercial? Have you ever been charged by a wild bull elephant? Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. I went into a department store one time, and there was this wild bull elephant selling clothing. And as a matter of fact, he overcharged me. This is Booker T, the MC. Time is that. I always thought our clock was sober. It says 2:45 right now. Mom and Dad, you may be a little tight, too. This is called Move In a Little Bit Closer, and it's her latest from the Big VN. Incidentally, that's Move In a Little Bit Closer, and it's by Mama Cat and her fat body. Oh, the Beach Boy.
AFPN's Capsule Countdown, America's Top 10.
It's your plan. Do what you want to do. Get ready. Top 10.
Nine.
Talk like a wild. Going down, running around. Oh, and you know where you belong.
Security for your future. Bonds and Freedom Shares are a star-spangled savings plan designed to help both you and your country. See your dispersing office and find out how you can get in on the bond boom.
Time at the automatic tone, 0800.
Good morning. I'm Marine Corporal Rick Fredrickson with 5 minutes of news compiled from commercial and military news agencies. I'm Marine Corporal Rick Fredrickson, and that's news compiled from commercial and military news agencies on April 21st, 1969.
Emergency orders.
not report to an Army replacement battalion. You should report directly to the Army ATCO desk at your nearest air terminal. You must have your emergency leave orders from your parent unit with you. Reporting to the replacement battalion or failing to have emergency leave orders will only delay your departure. Of the M-16 in the field is affected by conditions. In the upper altitude, only a light lube should be applied, thin and often, especially often. Down in the delta, areas with plenty of water, be extra careful that your lubrication does not get contaminated. Always use a clean lube. Take care of your weapon, and your weapon will take care of you. Here's a good way for you to count down your tour. Count the Sundays. In a one-year tour, there are 52 Sundays. By counting the Sundays and attending chapel, you can figuratively reduce your tour by 1/7. You'll still be here for a full tour, but Sundays certainly will mean more to you. This week and every week, attend chapel. Make your Sundays count.
Say, I got some new papers. Really different.
How are they different?
You mean licorice?
Or flags?
No, man. Stars and Stripes.
Wow, that's what I said, man. Flags.
You freak. Pacific Stars and Stripes, the newspaper.
What's special about that?
Dope.
What the... What kind of an answer is that?
Pacific Stars and Stripes is starting a weekly series on drug abuse.
Yeah?
Yeah, heavy. Pass it around.
Yeah, pass it around.
If you're between your 4th and 8th month in country, then here's some quick news for you. It's now possible for you to take up to 2 weeks' leave to visit the United States. A recent change in the MACV leave policy makes a trip to the States available to you during your Vietnam tour. And here's how it works. First, you'll need proof of a return flight. And second, have completed the leave by the 8th month of your normal Vietnam tour, extensions excluded. Your ID card and leave orders are your passport, and there's no processing involved in the States. But remember, when approved for the leave, you must have that confirmed return seat. New leave policy is in effect right now.
Man, I'll tell you, that R&R is something else. I had so much fun there that I went back for a week on leave. It's great. I'd like to go back again, but, well, I can't see any way of doing it.
What do you mean you can't see any way of going again? Haven't you heard about the new change in the MACV leave and pass policy?
No. What change are you talking about?
Well, it's like this. The new change allows you to take up to 14 days leave after you've been in country for 3 months. In your case, though, you've had 7 days leave already, right?
Okay.
So you can now still take another 7 days. Hey, where are you going?
Put in for leave, man. Where else?
A little traveling music, please. When the time rolls around for you to decide on where you'd like to take your R&R, it might be a good idea to put Sydney, Australia on the top of your list. Sydney is noted for its hospitality. If you like, you can spend a couple of days at a ranch with an Australian family with a variety of activities, ranging from horseback riding to prospecting. Sydney, the oldest city in Australia, is a city of fashion and fine styling. And the women? Well, don't hesitate. Stop by your unit admin office and make arrangements for a week in Sydney. And now, some points to ponder about CONUS leave. Point. After you've been in Vietnam for 4 months, you can put in for a 14-day CONUS leave, but you must complete the leave and be back by the end of your 8th month. Point. You are authorized to travel to the States on a space available status, but you are cautioned that space A seats are very limited, particularly during the holiday season. Point. Any time you spend at the airport waiting for the plane counts as leave time. If you're lucky, this may be only a few hours, but you can't always be lucky and should be prepared to spend 2 or 3 days of your leave time waiting for a flight. Point. Your 14 days begin when you sign out of your unit and end when you sign back in. If you can't make it back at that time, then you shouldn't go in the first place. Point. You are authorized to go to and from the States on commercial aircraft. As a matter of fact, before you can even leave Vietnam, you must have a confirmed return commercial reservation. You are urged to take advantage of the new MACV leave plan and the space available program. But remember our pointers. Make your stateside leave a great vacation.
George, for example. Well, he has 24 sets of stateside undies. Or Bill. Well, he has more electronic gear than we do. And Jim, that new car will really look snazzy back home. But then, there's Clark. Good old Clark. He's been tucking away all of his money in a 10% savings program. For the last year, Clark has been earning 10% interest on his savings. He's had to give up stateside undies, stereo gear, and a new car. Well, at least for right now. Clark has money in the bank, which will go a lot farther in the States than 24 sets of undies. Your finance officer can enroll you in the Soldier Savings Deposit Program. Now, through the 26th of this month, a traffic safety campaign will be underway here in Saigon. The Saigon police will be giving lectures to local groups, and Boy Scouts and school children will be distributing traffic safety materials to pedestrians and drivers. U.S. personnel should take this campaign as a serious reminder to themselves that safe driving is the individual's responsibility. They should also take this opportunity to familiarize themselves with local traffic rules and regulations. For instance, most Americans are unaware that motorcycle passengers must ride side saddle. Try to make the Saigon Traffic Safety Campaign a success through your own good driving habits. Safety is your responsibility. Preventive maintenance is something you should be thinking about all of the time, not just when your equipment breaks down. Preventive maintenance holds true not only for vehicles, but typewriters, electronic equipment, weapons, even your personal camera and tape recorder. The military gear that you're using belongs to the taxpayers of America, and the less you break, the less they'll have to spend for replacement. It makes good sense to pull daily preventive maintenance. You can save your country a lot of money and yourself a lot of extra work. Full preventive maintenance daily.
Well, I'm standing here freezing inside your golden garden. I've done my best enough against your wall. Tonight's the night. We plan to run it together. Come on, tell me, there's no time to stall. And I hear you say, as I fade away.
Died of drugs at the age of 27. Is it worth it?
Kind of silly, because you can now have your check sent directly to your own account.
Under the bankroll pay system, your finance or disbursing officer will send your check directly to your military banking facility, whether here in Vietnam or in the States. There's no waiting in line because your deposit is made for you. Drop by your finance officer today. It'll be the last payday line you'll ever have to wait in. There's a convenient way for you to save and bank right in the same building. Your military banking facility pays you 5% interest on the money in your account over $100. There are no strings attached at all. And on top of the interest, there's no service charge on your checking account. You can't beat that combination anywhere. 5% interest on your balance over $100 and a free checking account. You can open your account at your nearest military banking facility. You've been waiting for. Now you can fly home at a substantial saving, in some cases up to 50%. You'll fly direct from Saigon to the United States on a charter flight. Pick your own choice of U.S. stops, Oakland, Chicago, or New York City. Get the maximum of your leave time at home. Take a charter flight. Check the stars and stripes for the phone number of the Military Airlines Ticket Sales Office nearest you. Wouldn't it be wonderful if all of you could be home for Christmas? Well, one of you could be by phone. Send a card with the name and address of someone you'd like to call to CWA USO Hi Mom, 3960 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90005. If your card is picked, you get a free call. So send yours today and make that call home for Christmas.
Pretty good dope, all right.
Yeah, wow. It's all clear now, man.
Think we should share this with the other guys?
Yeah, wow. This is the best. Right here in the stars and stripes. The straight dope on dope. From the 10th of January until the end of February, a weekly series on drug abuse. Heavy.
Yeah, it's heavy. Pass it around.
Yeah, pass it around.
This is the American Forces Vietnam Network.
Official name is the MACV Form 5. Without it, you're in sad financial trouble. It must be presented when purchasing money orders and in other financial matters. If you need a new one, see your unit commander or personnel officer. Do it today.